Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For me, accountability is consequences and, you know, actions. If you're not doing right things on the ice, there needs repercussions, whether it's being benched or in the press box. If you're not playing winning hockey, and I think consistency is the other thing. I think at times you could see that we were a great team and other times we're too casual. That's something that has got to be instilled in us with the consistency. It's us in here in the room holding each other accountable if there's someone not playing the way they need to, and obviously needs to come from up top too. And that's something I don't think we had enough of this year.
Boom. Tage Thompson, who I don't think I've ever heard say too much interesting, but he's like most guys in that way, at least, I don't know, maybe my bar is just way too high. But, you know, he recently was talking about noise, and I'm like, come on. Man, is this fair? Could we have all maybe appreciated hearing that in, like, November or December when the season
that
was?
That right there, yeah. Like that would have been leadership.
It's not the same thing just to hear him say it publicly. Well, let me put it better. To hear him say it publicly doesn't mean he wouldn't ever have said it privately, right?
That's like, right.
Most of what is said within the team doesn't get out. So who knows? Which makes it even, not that it wasn't already not too difficult, but to really know what kind of buttons the Sabres need pushed is like almost impossible without being in the room. Because who knows what their leadership dynamics really are, unless you actually play for the Sabres, or maybe are in a small handful of other people. So I don't know if Thompson was like complaining all year. He doesn't even have to be right. But he could be somebody who was thinking all year, like, we need that from up top. We didn't get it. Like, accountability stuff. And what if he went public? Did he have the clout? Did he have the stripes? Drew Doughty got his coach fired after a game against the Sabres by saying, we don't play right. And a coach with a lot of winning history was out after that. I don't know. Maybe I don't want to just take every time I hear Tage Thompson's voice as an opportunity to be critical, because I'm glad to hear this today. Mm-hmm. And really, it tells you something. At least one important player's opinion about what the Sabres are missing.
Yeah, it might just be that the players are all just sort of falling in line behind the lead set by their GM yesterday, who was, you know, pretty direct and critical. I think, like, going over it, like thinking about how some of what Adam said, how he presented it, and how, like, what kind of light it shines on Granato. I mean, you could listen back to some of that. I did yesterday after our show and think, like, man, Granato, if Granato's paying attention to this, like, this can't feel good. I mean, the stuff about pressure, it being nonsense. I mean, like, Granato must have given that speech 50 times, 100 times after games the last 2 years. And Adams yesterday is just like, yeah, it's nonsense. Wow. Okay.
He sounds like me.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder, you know, Thompson, what I think of when I hear Thompson talking that way, and even Alex Tuch and Dahlin, like, most guys are maybe not as direct as Thompson was there about the press box and playing the right way, but it's a theme. That's why I said what I said about everybody sort of falling in line behind the boss, and that's Kevin Adams. They might just all be a bunch of, like, nobody wants to be the bad guy. Nobody wants to be the guy, and maybe that includes the coach too. Just didn't have it in him to be a hard ass. And not everybody is cut out to do that. I mean, there's a reason why teammates, I'm about to mention Michael Jordan, there's a reason why, like, some of the most legendary leaders in the sport had guys who hated being around them because they were demanding. Like, I don't think I need Michael Jordan to walk in the door, but, you know, all the hand-holding and we all love it here and we're proud to be Sabres and we want guys who want to be here and all that. They just, it's good that they are tight, but they might just be too close to be able to tell one another what, like, sometimes the hardest person to talk to is the person you are that the closest to. You can be maybe more direct with someone who you're a little less emotionally involved with. I mean, I might be overstating emotional involvement. These guys are teammates, but it just sounds to me like somebody needed to smack some people around and nobody seemed to want to do it.
The Sabres have had the problem, just generally at least, where their best players have been pretty young or really young through this interminable phase of rebuilding. Like, it's all very nice that Oposo played a leadership role, but he wasn't a good enough player. And this was obvious before they re-signed him, I thought. Mm-hmm. You think you agreed? Like, that's the problem you have now, is he has to play, like, he has to produce, or else what can he say? You know?
Right.
I mean, you make your captain a guy that's on the fourth line. They put him up on higher lines, better lines, maybe because they felt like they had to, because he's the captain of the team. They're asking leadership from him, and he can't score. It was just a bad decision they made, I thought. Eichel, right? Dahlin, so young. Mm-hmm. He's older now. Credibility. It's right back to that word. You know, leadership is within that. You know, I don't know if I want a coach that is most of all famous for, like, throwing chairs or anything. I don't think I want to overdo it, but Adams had the right tone yesterday. Like, we're not young anymore. This is, like, for real now. We're here.
Yeah.
We lost it. We missed again. We're here. Now it has to be more serious.
Well, obviously, we're all eager to see where Adams comes out on this coaching hire in the first place. And then, given what today has sounded like so far, there's still another day of this, right? The locker cleanout originally, you know,
I don't want to try to read into that schedule.
I know originally Don Granato was supposed to be talking to the media on Friday, but that
maybe he will.
That note said Wednesday, Thursday locker cleanout player availability. So maybe there's still more of this to come. But nonetheless, who's he going to hire, and just how ready are these guys to be held accountable? Like, I'm on guard somewhat right now. I guess the point I'm trying to make here, if there really is a singular point I'm trying to make here, is that I'm not sold 100% that these players entirely believe that. I mean, they might just be saying what is going to get them the least resistance, which is just, well, the GM said this, so I'm going to say this, and then we can go fishing. You know, I don't know. I mean, I know how that sounds, and I don't mean to be judging these, you know, the character of these men so harshly. All I'm doing is it's easy in that kind of setting to just sort of fall in line. Someone has set a tone. He's the man in charge. He has said this. I'm not going to tell you that he was wrong today. I'm not picking that fight. I'm going to ride in his wake, because he caught a pretty big line through the water yesterday, Adams, I thought.
Sam Reinhart has 57 goals, by the way. Or should I say had, like, finished the season with 57 goals.
Yeah.
Wow, did you ever think that?
No. No, I thought he was a really nice player. I did not, you know, think he would be.
57?
He's second in the league in goal scoring, right behind Matthews,
I guess. Yeah. Last night was pretty interesting. The Flyers drama. You and I talked about this earlier. We both happened to be watching the end of the Washington-Philadelphia game. You had the Washington broadcast. I had Philadelphia. I don't know. Why did you pick one? Do you have any reason for picking one and not the other?
I was interested in... I guess I like Joe Beninati. I guess I would I'd settle on that. And I don't really love the Philly guy.
I didn't know which one I was picking. It was the first one on the... You probably have the same screen.
Yeah.
The horizontally lined up.
Right. That's ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus.
I shouldn't have said that about Beninati. I don't really like him or loathe him. He's just okay. I don't enjoy Jim Jackson, the Flyer guy. And I watch enough hockey I'll do the Washington one.
I was on Philly, and there was a faceoff. It was 1-1. There was a faceoff coming up in the Flyers' end, and he said, the update for Montreal is in the lead 4-3, and there are 7 seconds left, and there's a faceoff in their end. And then, as I remember it, the Flyers game went on for a little bit, and there was another stoppage, and he said, you won't believe it, but Detroit scored, which meant the Flyers were out. There were 3 seconds to go. You probably know all this, but Detroit forcing overtime in their game, and that was it for Philadelphia. More time went by, and Philadelphia pulled its goalie anyway, even though the game was meaningless. And Washington scored and made the playoffs. We talked about this yesterday as a possibility.
And as a result, Pittsburgh was eliminated.
Right. And Detroit.
Well, right.
So John Tortorella, the Flyers coach, naturally is asked, it was like the seventh question. Because the first questions were about, are you proud of your team on your season? Like, just, oh my God. Finally, somebody gets to basically, why'd you pull the goalie? You know, what was behind that? And he said, I was always going to, but he didn't know that the Red Wings had tied the game and were going to overtime, which I am choosing to believe because that'd be a lot to lie about. Like if you're saying you didn't know when you did, because somebody told you that, and you just missed it and pulled the goalie because you didn't have it figured out, like that would be a lot. So I'm choosing to believe Tortorella that he didn't know. But the next important question is, well, how could you not have known?
Right. Everything depended on that situation.
For everything. The Red Wing game could have been on the Jumbotron. Like, that's all. They had to have that game. Montreal had to win in regulation for the Flyers game to have meant anything. So I'm watching the game in Grand Island, and I know the Flyers are out. Then they pull the goalie and lose. And, like, how did that happen? You didn't know, but how did you not know? How did the fans all know before Tortorella? Because anybody on their phone would have... That's the only thing you care about if you're a Flyers fan in that moment is there's 3 minutes left in my game.
Right.
Montreal needs to win. And when they don't, incredible, that play. Like, just, oh, my God, Montreal. 2 nights in a row giving up that goal? Yikes. But... How does everybody know before the head coach of the Flyers? And, you know, he could have pulled his goalie anyway, but it would have been weird.
Yeah, it really would have been weird. Like, if he just wanted to win the game, you're tied 1-1 there. I mean, just ride it out and get to overtime. If you're really worried about the 2 points. Like, I don't get it. I also don't think him misrepresenting or lying about whether he knew or not would be...
worth it.
You would find out. Yeah, somebody would have been responsible for relaying that information, and there's just too many people that might have found out for him to take the chance to say, I really didn't know. So I believe he really didn't know, but it's weird that he really didn't know.
In his press conference, by the way, his wording was going to overtime, but Detroit scoring that goal is, honestly, that's the equivalent. There's 3 seconds to go in the game. That game is going to overtime once that goal is scored. So, same thing. I don't know. Just like, there's still a question that was unanswered by the Flyers.
Do you know what happened earlier in the game?
No, I know he was asked about a disallowed goal, and he wouldn't answer that question. I don't know if it's because who asked it or what, but he just passed on that.
It was a very tough play that the refs just flat out blew. I mean, I think they reached the correct conclusion by leaving the goal disallowed, but there was a first period, maybe one of the first good scoring chances of the game at all. Well, it really wasn't a great score. It was a wrist shot from the left circle up high on the Washington goalie Lindgren. And so you can, you know, I'm sort of gesturing like both gloves up near the shoulder, trying to control the puck, but it bounced off him and went straight up in the air above him. He didn't see it, but he stayed in a position like he was freezing the puck, but you could tell he didn't know. Like I've watched goaltending close enough because of my kid. Like the minute that's all happening and in real time, I'm like, he doesn't have that. And the referee in the corner.
Oh, no.
Blows the whistle, the puck is coming down, at some point before it lands, he blows the whistle, the puck deflects, I think off the goalie, off the goalie, into the net. And the whistle blew well before it went in the net.
Oh, no.
And so, yeah, here we got this game with an enormous stake, right? It turns out to be a 1-1 game until they pull the goalie. There's a goal that got pulled down with huge playoff implications, but it wasn't a continuous action. It bounced around after it came down, and because the whistle blew, like, sorry, okay. No goal.
Okay, my turn. Quickly, did you see the icing against the Canadiens?
No.
That set up the faceoff?
No.
It's hilarious. Two Red Wing defensemen. As the puck is between the circles, traveling back toward their goal line for a potential icing, basically just stopped skating. And they called it icing
they
anyway.
Wow, that's tough.
It's middle of the second period, it's always waved off.
Right.
That play would have been waved off. End of the game,
I did not know
two
about
guys,
that.
Not even one. Yeah, wow. Two guys. Wow. Could have gotten to that puck, I think. Looked that way to me.
Yeah.
The Flyers broadcast showed that. Before the Flyers game was over, they showed the goal and they showed the icing.
Sounds like I was watching the wrong broadcast.
Oh my God. Now, a lot happened. Davis Maddock on the draft coming up in just over 15 minutes. Chris Trapasso and Paul Hamilton still to come. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.